Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Welcoming into the program another of the big highlights of last week's Tree Time Show. A live in-person appearance last week by Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Kevin, we had a lot of fun seeing you out there. Great to see you in person and doing well. And as always, all of your medical advice, very well appreciated and taken.
Dean, I hope that the bosses at WGN didn't pay you for that. You guys were having so much fun that that would be like stealing, I think.
Yeah, really, we should. You know what? I think what's starting this week, we're going to pay them for allowing us to do this instead of the other way around.
I appreciate you having me out there. It was a lot of fun and good to see the guys and to actually get to say hello to some people. It was very nice.
Yeah, rightfully so. The people, the listeners that came out to say hi, just really appreciate you and love you, and so do we. And we're glad you're able to make some time for us out there. So the word this week is let's get everybody boosted. With the approvals coming up, how's that going so far?
It's going great. And I think that, after all the missteps that we've made, I'm glad that Dr. Walensky made that decision Friday. She easily could have held it off till next week, and there we would be in the middle of Thanksgiving. But now, just to take away the uncertainty from everybody, do I qualify? Do I don't? Should I be getting it? And just saying, hey, everyone over the age of 18 who has not had a booster yet, and has got their second shot 6 months ago, get a booster. So much more clarity than, well, should Johnson & Johnson get it? Well, Moderna's not approved, and what about Pfizer? So at least we've gotten rid of some of that uncertainty.
Yeah, it was getting a little bit confusing because the initial rule on that was that you had to be 65-plus or have certain medical conditions. People weren't sure if they were eligible, if they could. They didn't know where to go. I mean, now the gates are open, and wherever they're giving vaccinations, the booster shots, anybody can walk in and get one now. If you are above the age of,
18.
Yeah. You're free to do that. But if you're under 18, you can get your original COVID vaccine shots. So let's get those shots in. Let's get all that done. Is it my imagination, or since the booster program began, that we are hearing fewer stories of reactions to the shots than we did the initial round of vaccines? My imagination, or is it maybe it's just not being covered as much?
Yeah, no, it's not your imagination. You have to remember that when we started this, we were asking everybody. We actually even gave them the website to go to tell us about any side effects because it was a brand new vaccine. Now, after hundreds of millions of people have received it, we have a really good idea of the minimal side effects plus the duration of them being 12, 24, 48 hours and how to treat those. So initially, they really wanted to get as much data as they could about the side effects. And now I think it's just, it's a little inconvenience for a couple of days for most people. And really, the protection is well worth that inconvenience.
Yeah, I think at minimal, you'll have a sore, wherever the injection takes place, you're going to be sore there for a couple of days. That's what's happening, I would say, to the majority of the people. But these big stories that we're hearing about, radical reactions causing people to be hospitalized, et cetera, just not happening this time around. That said, we had a text come in early this morning. Question for Dr. Most. I received my Moderna booster on November 3rd. On the 13th, I started getting hives over large sections of my body that have been coming going ever since. Could this be related to the vaccine?
Potentially, but you have to remember that we get exposed to so many things. Anybody who has ever had hives before, it's essentially a histamine release. The body sees something as being foreign, and that's why you get this kind of itchy rash. And although it was 10 days difference, probably not. But certainly could have been something you ate, something you got exposed to. We all get exposed to so many things that we know that we don't know we're allergic to, and then all of a sudden we get hives. And really, the issue with that is the body sees something as being foreign, turns on this histamine release to try to get rid of it, and simply overshoots to a point of discomfort. So taking simple non-sedating antihistamines should make this go away. But certainly, if that was me, I would tell that individual in my office, I want you to go back of everything you did for the 3-4 days prior. Yeah. Where did you eat? What did you eat? What were you exposed to? And start to do what we call an allergy tracker so that you could have hives again. We try to match that up to something else you might have been exposed to.
Right, easier to pinpoint. You know, it occurs to me with my vast medical knowledge that I have, as you're talking here, saying, you know, the body is, you know, being exposed to something new with the injection, that maybe that's why we're not seeing the same kind of reaction to the booster shots, because we've already been exposed to the original shots. So it's not quite as foreign. Does my science make any sense?
No. Your science makes spot-on sense. You know, the initial time we see this, it is, boy, what is this? This is crazy. Turn on the immune system. And now at the time of the booster, certainly you're going to get a reaction because that's what we want. But often it's not going to show the side effects that that others have had in the past. So absolutely the right, you're going down the right thought process.
All right. I've got more questions about holiday get-togethers, you know, people gathering together, people traveling for the holiday. Our phone lines are packed at 312-981-7200 if you'd like to ask a question of Dr. Most, or you can text your question in 312-981-7200. And Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital, on the line with Eileen. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Hey, Dean. Thank you for taking my call. I love you guys. Dr. Most, I have a huge question to ask you. My son, who is double vaxxed, and his brand new fiance wound up getting breakthrough COVID. They live out in Lake Tahoe. They're coming in for Thanksgiving. He tested positive again, even though he doesn't have any more symptoms, but he was pretty sick, and so is she. She has no sense of taste or smell. He seems to have recovered much better, but a week ago, he tested positive again, and now they're taking another test, and they're saying, I'm hearing he can fly and come home with being positive. I'm vaccinated as well, but I'm worried about what if they get sick again, or what if they bring it to me? Please let me know what you think.
Yeah, Eileen, I wouldn't be concerned about them getting sick again. So hopefully if he tested positive a week ago, then he will transfer over to a negative test here. But we are starting to see more breakthrough cases. So if he continues to test positive, the virus is still there. It may not be causing symptoms, but he certainly can shed that virus and can spread it. And that's one of our biggest concerns now with breakthrough cases. So I know a lot of people really want to get together, but under this scenario, you hope that he tests negative. And then if not, just ask him to wear a mask while you guys are in close proximity would be the most important thing. But certainly, it sounds like he's two and a half weeks from the time of the infection. So really, he should be going to negative here very shortly if he's not right now.
Yeah, good luck with that and with your cough, Eileen, that you have. There's also, I would just get a bunch of beekeeper suits, for your house for Thanksgiving dinner. Let's go to Patty next on WGN. Hi, Patty, you're on WGN.
Hi, thank you both for taking my call. And my question is about Thanksgiving. I was invited with some family members. We're doing something different this year. It's at a buffet. It's, I don't want to call it the restaurant, but it's like an event space, a bar and entertainment. And
oh, and they put out buffet style, and you come up to the food and serve yourself.
I'm not sure if they're calling it a buffet. It says traditional Thanksgiving buffet.
Okay.
And the restaurant doesn't have anything about COVID protocols, like nothing on their website about, because they also do weddings and they also have a bar there and there'll be entertainment as well. I'm just concerned about doing that type of dining at this point with numbers being up.
Patty, what you're just describing there is what exactly scares me for a couple of reasons. One, you're not going just with your friends, so you don't even know who you're going to be exposed to. If they don't have any, you know, we're going to make sure everybody's vaccinated or test negative, they have no safeguards in place. And then you also had the comment of bar and entertainment. So now you've got people in this festive area drinking alcohol, potentially singing, dancing, whatever, and you don't know them and you don't know their status, I would be extremely concerned going into that situation right now with the positivity rates going up and just knowing what we know.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, because you have to prepay in advance, and it doesn't say there's any special times to sit. So, and I'm meeting, we're going to be a huge group, and it's going to be members definitely outside of my household. And I don't know, the drinking and the dancing will be in another section, but still, it's a concern for me.
Right. Are masks a preventative there, Kevin, or is there just too much risk?
I think they are, Dean, but unfortunately, you have the out of, well, I had to take my mask off because I was eating. I had to take my mask off because I was drinking.
Right.
So people are going to find a reason to take the mask off. And in that setting, although you may be with a large group personally, I expect that there's going to be many, many more people there that you couldn't vouch for or know anything about.
Yeah.
You know, your group may be very comfortable because you're all vaccinated, but I'd be more concerned about, talking about a buffet line, walking through next to people, not knowing what their status is would be concerning.
And Kevin, just talk for a minute about people. I've heard people go, oh, I'm vaccinated. I can go, I can do anything I want. That's not really true, right?
It really isn't. And that's reason if everyone's like, well, why did they make this decision for boosters? It's because we started to see more breakthrough cases. So we know that individuals can still get COVID, can still have mild to moderate symptoms, but they can spread it to the unvaccinated who may be sicker. We know that the vaccine protects us from hospitalizations and death, but doesn't really give us 100% protection from getting the infection. And that's the problem that we're seeing, and that's why boosters got approved as quickly as they did.
Yeah, good luck with your Thanksgiving dilemma there, Patty, and happy Thanksgiving to you. 847 area code, Kevin says, are there any new variants since Delta?
Yeah, there's new variants all the time, but fortunately the variants that we're seeing right now are all not as infectious, not as contagious as Delta. So we see they're identifying variants continuously because we know that this virus is going to mutate. Our concern is if we allow it to continue to spread, it has more chances to mutate to a point where the vaccine doesn't work and it will spread more. So that's the importance right now. So certainly we are seeing variants, but nothing that's raising big concerns at this point, but it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, and 815 area code sort of following on that. Why are positivity rates up with all these people that are now vaccinated?
Right. So again, go back to my last response. You have to remember that positivity rates, you can test positive and still be in the general public, right? The vaccine protects us from being hospitalized. It protects us from dying from this illness. So we will see people who have been vaccinated that still get the infection, have been double vaccinated and still get the infection. So even when we're looking at now at the boosters, what's that doing? That's trying to slow the spread and to make sure that those who have been vaccinated don't end up in the hospital. People think that the vaccine is going to stop them from getting the infection, but in fact, it's going to really slow it down. It's going to give you some protection, and it's going to make it, if you do get it, you're going to have a mild illness instead of being hospitalized.
There's been news this week about pills being developed by the companies. Are those basically, is that basically the same as the vaccine, only in an oral form as opposed to injectable?
No. And I'm glad you brought that up and asked the question the way it is. You have to remember that a vaccine kind of protects us from this. But the two drugs you're talking about, Pfizer's Paxlovid and Merck has Molnupiravir, both of which hopefully will be approved probably towards the end of this month or early December. And those are more like a Tamiflu. So in other words, I get the infection, but I might be at a chance of going into the hospital. I am going to take that to shorten the duration of the illness. Now, if you remember Tamiflu, we pushed that when we had that really bad flu season so that if you got exposed to anybody with influenza, you would take that. And certainly that's what Merck is doing, and Merck is positioning itself to say not only will it be able to treat infection, but we'll be able to prevent infection to those exposed. So that will really help us as we get through December and January.
Here's Marie. You're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most. Hello, Marie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question about our 15-year-old son. He's immune compromised, so he's received the a third COVID vaccine, and we just wanted to ask if he should also receive a booster shot.
Well, they don't have that data out yet, Marie. You know what? Because you asked, you stated the question again very clearly. For immunocompromised, that third is not a booster. That is the third that gets you to where you would be if we had normal. So what I think you're going to see is those individuals who are immunocompromised and at a certain age group that got their third, they may be looking at a booster in a couple of months from now. But right now, he is probably at his max for treatment options currently. But certainly great that he got his third because of his immunocompromised state, and not calling that a booster so people understand that.
Marie, happy Thanksgiving to you. And Kevin, happy Thanksgiving to you. I'll tell you what, if there's one thing we are thankful for, it's that you're able to join us every week to give us this great information that, you know, helps us to get through all of this unaffected. I hope you and your family, Kevin, have a great holiday. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk soon.